afternoon. And this is regarding issues that have come up at Lord Abbott. Marty, Dorian, the floor is yours.
It's good to see you all again. Bob isn't here because he had a death in the family. It was a long illness, but that's why he's going to be gone for a couple days. I would like to begin by introducing Dorian, who just joined our group. I could give a very short introduction. That'd be great.
Sure. My name is Dorian Young. I have been in the investment industry for 20 years. I spent 14 years at a San Francisco equity firm, RCM Capital Management, where I was both on the U.S. large cap growth team as well as reporting to the chief investment officer. My specialization was investment risk, performance, performance analysis, performance attribution, sectors, factors, volatilities, basically anything with numbers. I've joined Milliman last month, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you going forward.
Thanks. Hey, so we're delighted to have Dorian on board, and I look forward to getting to know all of you. The reason for my being here this morning at this time is to talk about Lord Abbott. Lord Abbott runs a little bit more than 4% of the total assets for Contra Costa's plan, so they're a significant manager for you. And three personnel left recently. Kristen Schaffner, I think you know a couple of these folks, or a number of you know, was with the firm about 10 years. Her manager did change, and she left June 19th. James Bernacchi was a chief compliance officer. He announced he was retiring on September 9th. And then the week of September 20th, we learned on the 20th, Patricia Lynn left, and she was a client portfolio manager there. And she had been with the firm 8 years. So while these departures aren't part of the money management team, they are part of the client interface team, and it does raise a concern. Lord Abbott manages let me look at the numbers for August here, $261 million, 4.3% at the end of August of all the assets. And their performance has actually been quite good. Year to date through August, they were down 2.1%. The Barclays Ag benchmark was down 2.8%, so outperformance there. In 2012, they were up 8.4%. The benchmark was up 4.2%. In 2011, they outperformed as well. In 2010, they outperformed. And this is a manager that was hired at the beginning of 2009. So their performance is good. The money management team hasn't changed. But there is a concern when personnel start changing that something could be going on, which we don't have visibility into. So because of that, we would suggest putting them on the manager watch list and also suggest making an on-site visit to see them and try to understand whatever we can understand.
So moved.
I have a question, just new person. Do they have to be on the watch list for you to go make the visit? Is that why we put them on the watch list?
No.
My understanding is we watch everybody. So I'm not quite clear on this concept.
It's like being placed on probation.
Mm-hmm. So no. Does it affect their rating? We inform them they're on our watch list. And I'm just wondering if there's no negative repercussions financially for
there
that.
There could be. There are two ways that we can put investment managers on watch. One, well, for different reasons. First of all, for personnel changes, for performance reasons, this would be for personnel changes. We have put them on watch before since I've been here saying no additional funds, or we have not hit that topic at all. Most of the time, we do not do anything to their additional allocations.
I guess my question is, why do we have to put them on a watch list, given what this is, if we're going to go visit them and make sure that it's... Is that a precursor to then taking our investments out? It's just something...
It's not a necessary requirement, but it's kind of standard policy if there's been a...
No, and I understand that part. I just... It was like, okay, so it's like... I don't know. I just didn't see what it accomplished by putting them on this list if we always watch them. I'm not opposed to the motion. I just was curious.
It just lets them know that we're concerned about what they're doing, specifically about these
personnel
issues.
Change.
Yeah, John.
I can say, Marty, the key one leaving, Jim, glasses back on, Bernacchi, is retiring.
Yeah.
Presumably, in the normal course of events, the two others. Just on the surface, don't look to me like they generate this. Is there a key individual in this that is causing us to do it? Would any, if we had three people of fairly similar roles leave in any one of our advisory firms? Would we have the same recommendation? It just didn't look like it warranted putting him on watch to me.
Well, the chief compliance officer, James' retirement appears to be normal. He'd been there for more than 20 years, so that may have been planned well in advance. The other two, it's not clear. One did have a manager change. Her boss changed, and so that may have been part of it. It's always a concern when an 8-year person and a 10-year person leave an organization, and they were one of the client interface people. It's not as concerning as if part of the management team left. If the money managers leave and they're the ones making the investment decisions every day, that's a big red flag. This was still a concern. And so we wanted to bring it up and bring it up in this forum and have a discussion and see what actions you thought would be merited based on this.
John, one of the issues that came to light with Western Asset Management was their client services people were not responsive. And that was the tip of the iceberg there. That resulted in us pulling our money. It didn't have anything to do with their investment people, but their client service to us, the client, was degrading. These people are client, at least one of them was the director of client services, and she has left. Tim mentioned to me that they may be transitioning more from institutional clients to retail as mutual fund type clients.
All right.
And we don't want to be caught in that reduction of client services. So that's the reason for this.
Okay.
Do you know if these people have been picked up by any other firms?
I don't know that they have yet. No.
Do you know if they're looking
Richard
for other firms?
Tim Scott.
Tim talked to one of them and couldn't really get any insights from them. There may have been an agreement as they left, I won't say anything bad about you, you know, you don't say anything bad about me. That's not uncommon. So finding out from them directly may be difficult. As I talk to other money managers, I'll certainly bring up, what do you think is happening in this space? What about managers? What do you think? Hear anything about Lord Abbott? You know, but it still might be difficult to get something directly from them, but that's the first place to look.
Okay.
Richard?
Yeah, I think... I think, if anything, this is kind of like a soft watch. And I'm really, I don't share other people's concerns about Kristen and James. I do. Patricia Lynn, did she actually touch our money as a portfolio manager?
No, I believe these are client service people. So they don't actually make the daily
trading
decisions.
Kristen
and money management decisions.
Is fairly new there herself. Wasn't Doc her old boss when he retired right before that? What was I forget his name?
Nick Johnson took her place. They'd been there 8 and 10 years.
Yeah, Kristen had been there for a while.
Kristen's been there
predated
a while.
Our association.
She wasn't the director.
No.
I always knew him as a guy named Doc that was...
Doc Savage.
No.
Her
boss. You know who I'm talking? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He retired. After all these years, and then I thought it was cool. I saw her getting the job. She's been with them a long time, but not as a head, not as a director, rather. Mm-hmm. But I was concerned if Patricia Lynn actually touched our portfolio. That is very important to us, that one of the voices. But you're just saying it's a portfolio manager of client relationships?
My understanding is her role was client relationship, not actually part of the money management team.
Okay.
That was what explained to me.
Part of our internal discussion when Tim and I talked about this was similar in a way to what we saw with Western Asset Management. And the breakdown in client reporting was indicative of future changes at the firm that we then went and did an on-site visit with Western Asset to validate that. So we were concerned that this may have been the start of the same type of situation.
And they have seen some change in their business mix. They manage a total of $135 billion, and $32 billion of it are in short-duration fixed income, and that came in very quickly. So there may be some change in the structure of the business.
I think this has been answered, and I think Rusty just seconded the motion. But if you do outreach to these, I mean, pick up the phone and call them. I feel like we're kind of speculating a little bit. I mean, I understand that I guess Kristen didn't want to talk. Is that the deal?
And I didn't try to call her. I did talk to Nick Johnston there, who gave me a little bit more color. He was going to come back to me and give me more details as to what asset categories had grown to try to understand how the firm has changed. But I haven't received those details yet.
Okay. Well, you know, to me, I guess, if we have a concern, I don't know whether it would be something you would do or whether it would be Tim or it's both, but I mean, there's no route better than the direct route in one sense.
I did call up the phone and talk to them right away.
Okay. But no one's outreached to Kristen?
I have not. I think Tim did, but I don't
know. I'm unaware of that discussion at this point.
I'm just advocating that the direct route may be the better route if people are willing to chat. If we have a concern or there's a question, you know.
I think we need an on-site visit either way with them in person. I absolutely believe that.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking to Scott's point here, I think before any future recommendations come to the board like this, that maybe we have a level expectation that is met first by Melman and our finance officer. That the certain questions are asked, that they do call and.
Well, sure it's unfortunate Tim is out traveling today, but he's not here. We could hold this over, though, for another meeting.
We should hold
it over. Or we could do an on-site visit. Maybe you want more information from Tim.
I would be in favor of actually scheduling the on-site visit and moving forward with that, but holding over the watch.
I agree.
We've got three more meetings this month that we could do this.
In 2 weeks we can meet. 17.
Well, I kind of agree point Rusty's bringing up, but I would just like, and I guess it would be Tim, you know, we have these rules where they're supposed to tell us about this before it happens. Mm-hmm. Something that Western Asset Management didn't really totally share, and also other things. So I'd be curious about were they right up front saying, hey, and also you talk about a series of business changes. Unless these are one of the ones where we've been remiss not asking them for the sheet on the quarterly reports, they're supposed to talk to us about new accounts and who's left the firm and who's not going. So were all those T's and I's, T's crossed, I's dotted? Because that was our standard piece of paper that was consistent with every manager, and it was just a heads up, no secrets being shared, but hey, our business is moving this way, so-and-so's left the firm, so-and-so is coming, and they were supposed to, that was to generate for you to call and say, give me the inside scoop. And I don't remember that. I don't remember it being that detailed.
I believe that there are notes for Kristen's departure and for James' retirement. I don't believe that we were informed about Patricia's departure.
Okay.
I think Tim learned about that by calling and asking for her.
Oh.
I think that's how, and then there's a concern she's not here anymore. I think that's how it evolved.
Well, I made the motion, and I'm going to go back to two things. I know Kristen. I haven't called her and asked her about this, but when I heard that she left Lord Abbott, I was really surprised. I'm sure there's a reason behind it. I don't know what it is. And if the board decides that they want to hold off on it, I will make contact with Kristen and find out what's going on, try to anyway. But for me, I think if we're coming here and our consultant and our inside chief investment officer are both recommending that we put them on watch, I'm still in favor of putting them on watch, and I'm still in favor of my motion as a result of that. And usually when we've had investment firms make changes in personnel, and this is three of them, not one or two, we take a really close look at it and have put people on watch before behind the same action. So I'm still in favor of doing that, but if the board decides they want to hold off, that's fine too.
I'd be inclined to want to schedule the site visit. It just seems like we're being asked to put them on the watch list, and we really don't know what happened. We know about a scheduled retirement and two other departures, but we really don't know. And unfortunately, Tim's traveling, and I know that. But it didn't seem kind of ripe to be here, particularly if you're going to put them on a watch list. So I'm in favor of what Deborah suggested, which was let's schedule the site visit. There's no reason not to do that. There's obviously reason to do it, so we should do that. But I would suggest, Jerry, that maybe it's premature to put them on the watch list until we actually have either more direct information or confirmation of that and or the site visit.
Well, you've gotten direct confirmation that three people have left.
Right. One retired and the other two, we don't really know why. And apparently we haven't had enough direct conversation to know why or it'd be in the memo.
Okay. Well, as a matter of practice, we've always put them on watch lists for these reasons. So that for that reason, I'll continue with my second there. But I think in future reports, it'd be nice to have better answers.
I'll have Tim here.
Tim here?
Yeah, I'll have him here next time.
Poor boy.
Okay. So the motion is for placing them on watch and conducting an on-site visit. Excuse me. Any other comments or questions on the motion? All those in favor, raise your hand.
Okay.
All those opposed? Two. Scott and Karen. And I think that accounts for everybody. Motion carries.
I would like to be on the on-site.
We were actually, in talking to Tim about this, we have another trip that we thought just the consultant and Tim, and if I'm in the area, can go and keep it that way. If the board wants to be involved, we would have to schedule it. We're trying to do this one rather quickly.
Along
with four board meetings in October.
Okay.
If the board is interested, just call Tim and let him know.
All right.
I think... A board member should go
okay.
to all kind of on-sites.
I agree.
I don't want to designate a person or anything, but I just think...
One of the things when I've gone to conferences and we've discussed board members going to on-sites, a lot of boards have not done that. And when they found out that we have done that, have really felt like that was a very good procedure. And felt that board members have an insight that is different than staff. And so, I go along with Richard's statement. I think I think board members should go to on-sites. And you know, it doesn't have to be just one board member or two. It's just, I think, good policy for board members to go.
Okay, so the dates that I think we had in mind for that, we're running out to New York on October 29th. So if anybody's free, let Tim know.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say.
And we have a board meeting on the 30th.
Yes, we do. It's an out and back, really quick one.
Yep.
I was going to suggest that, going to be in New York next week, right?
And there's no time.
There's no time for that.
We are like this.
Okay.
Yeah. We thought about that one.
I'd be in favor if you could do it.
What's that?
I'd be in favor of it if you could do it next week.
On this,
we can talk. We tried.
On this case, if we have any type of urgency, we could also ask them to come here.
And that's something we've done.
I'm sure they're willing to do that.
Have we ever thought about doing video conferencing to save money? You know, it's always easy as a new person to say that, but given the time frame and what have you, and trying to run it,
do it.
I know sometimes when you're there, you can watch different bodies, but if they're on a screen, I think we should think about that sometime.
Karen, what are you saying, that when we do on-sites, to go ahead and do a video of that on-site?
No, saying instead of doing the on-site, do it as a video.
Video conference. I'm sorry. Okay, now I understand.
Yeah, but then that's what it is, a video conference. It's not an on-site visit.
It's more of a presentation by them.
Yes. Yeah. But really, there's some ways to handle things without... I'm thinking of it from a green perspective, from an environmental perspective, from a cost savings perspective.
You're thinking it from a Maloff perspective.
From a what?
Madoff
perspective.
Well, yes, I understand.
All you had to do was go look.
Again, I don't think this...
There behind the door.
Whatever.
That's
okay,
right.
So with regards to this issue, if board members want to attend, talk to Tim about it. And Marty, Dorian, thank you. You're not involved with the Goldman Sachs parking portfolio agenda item. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice meeting you, Dorian. Welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
I am free on the 29th.
Brian, I'm sorry. I am going to have to leave around 12:30, and I've had three I want to hear Harvey's presentation, but would it be possible to move some of the other items up before that, just so we get those out?
This is a quickie if we do.
Oh, you want to do? Okay.
Well, maybe. Good.
Or we can save that.
It's just a suggestion.
Which one would you like to move up?
Other than the, I guess it would be number 11.
The two items. I have a group for 13.
Well, however you want to do it. I'm going to have to leave at 12:30 to get to Sacramento. And
okay, we can do 11.
Okay.